As for the West, part of it is drawn to a conservative religious coalition, and part of it is not. The Pacific coastal areas of Washington, Oregon, and California are among the most secular portions of the United States, especially from Seattle and Portland south to San Francisco Bay and Silicon Valley. The Catholic, Jewish, and mainline Protestant ratios are also too high to support a conservative, evangelical, and fundamentalist religious coalition. However, the eastern interior sections of these states are more conservative and more like the Rocky Mountain states. On balance, though, Bush lost all three states in 2000 and 2004. The mountain states, Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado, Utah, Nevada, Idaho, and Montana, all supported Bush in 2004, and all but New Mexico did in 2000. Nevertheless, it is an oversimplification to say they all support a conservative religious coalition. Those most committed in that direction, Utah, Idaho, and Wyoming, all rank among the nation's most conservative states. Utah and Idaho do so because of their heavy Mormon ratios, and Wyoming because its oil and ranching combine with a conservative Protestantism. Two of the mountain states stand to be marginal. Nevada's rapid growth and substantial Catholic, Jewish, and California emigre populations tilt its culture toward California. However, it also has substantial conservative, Mormon, and Southern Baptist religious populations. Like Ohio and Florida, Nevada is a demographic crossroads. New Mexico is marginal, partly because an atypical concentration of Hispanic Catholics offsets the Southern Baptist coloration of eastern New Mexico's Little Texas. Montana is another crossroads, between the plains and the mountains, but leans conservative nationally. Arizona and Colorado, by contrast, are increasingly sophisticated states with progressive urban centers, as well as Mormon, Southern Baptist, and other evangelical populations. In both 2000 and 2004, Arizona and Colorado briefly looked like swing states before coming down on the Bush side of the electoral ledger. Revealingly, as the 50 states sort out on a cultural and religious basis, the Republican coalition is starting to look like the reverse of the one that existed for generations after the Civil War. Not only does it rest on the Greater South instead of on Greater New England, but within key states like Ohio and Florida, Republican Party internal strength in presidential elections has reversed from the old Yankee geography of the 1940s and 1950s. Higher support in northern Ohio and in Yankee-settled South Florida. The new pattern involves greater Republican strength in southern and western Ohio and in cracker northern Florida. In short, the GOP's support base in the North is slowly moving toward the constituencies most comfortable with an essentially southern-leaning and religious Republican politics. However, this is an innately narrowed constituency, kept from any unnecessary broadening that might dilute its ideological and theological commitments. By pursuing these views, the new religious coalition draws attention to its narrowness and controversial theological mainsprings, which must then increase the controversy and electoral backlash. Unless, of course, another war or set of terrorist attacks can somehow restore the good versus evil moral and religious climate that existed in 2002.